Hi, I'm Carly Shank, and I play the role of Rose Arnott.
And I am Lee Steiner, and I play the role of Lottie Wilton.
Perhaps one of you can just start by giving us a bit of a flavor for what this play is about.
Well, when it comes to flavor, I always go back to the film that many of us know, the E.M. Forster, Room with a View, because it is also about English people and English women in Italy and sort of the magic that surrounds that countryside and that country coming from a place like London. It is so interesting that it is a play with only 8 characters in it, and all of them get fleshed out so very nicely. There's a lot for people in the audience to be interested in, a lot of different characters, and I think they will take moments to think, oh, I'm really most like Lottie. And then a few scenes later, they might feel, oh, no, I'm really Lady Caroline. Because there's a lot to relate to.
And so your two characters are two English ladies who are not completely pleased, let's say, I guess, with your with your husbands and your marriages. Tell us a little bit about your characters.
You know, the play takes place between the two world wars. And the significance of the First World War is still weighing heavy on England. And here we are, two housewives, somewhat unhappy for different reasons about our current state of affairs in our home, which should be our castle and should be the source of our heaven, right? My character is very driven by her membership in church and her involvement in church, and that is somewhat in conflict with a turn of events in her husband's career, and we learn later with a personal turn of events in her family life.
Yeah, I think there, as Phil Funkenbusch, our director, sort of says, it's like a little mystery and it unfolds before the audience from the beginning to the end of the show. You know, I think of the piece for each of the characters as being about the birth of spring. I don't think that there's anyone who will come to the piece who won't resonate with the fact that we've had this very long winter and they are thrilled with spring. And that's exactly what the piece is about. We were so happy when we really, it's, you know, Enchanted April, we got to perform it in April, but that literally winter has almost butted up next to April. And here we are. This piece is really about the birth of spring. Spring in our hearts, in our minds, between relationships, restoration of things that had been fallow or dead, and the beauty of that.
I'm Rachel Atwell. You're listening to Illinois Edition on WUIS, and I'm joined by Carly Shank and Lee Steiner, who are both characters in the play Enchanted April, which opens this weekend at the Hoagland. So this play emphasizes the merging of 4 unique personalities, correct? You two kind of start out going to this Italian castle, correct? And
correct.
Then you're joined by 2 other characters, and from what I've read, all 4 of you are very different.
Our 2 characters rent the castle initially, and then we decide that in order to appropriately cover expenses, we've got this big place, maybe we can find some other ladies who would also like to join us. So we make those arrangements with finding some other ladies, and we just find them through an advertisement placed in the newspaper before we actually go to Italy. So we do all arrive at the same time. We know each other a little bit, not really very much. And then the other 2 are complete strangers.
Right, and we're joined by Marion Levin, who plays the role of an older woman who really is very Victorian in nature. And so she adds this interesting, precision and rigidity. And then you get to see what happens to her when she comes to Italy. And by Elizabeth Cheney, who plays the role of Lady Caroline Bramble, who's a very privileged young woman, who is struggling to come into her own. And she also then has her own transition, which happens when she comes to Italy.
And would you two be able, not to put you on the spot or anything, but is there an exchange that you two have in the play you might be able to give us just a little taste here?
Ooh. What about at church?
Well, this is after they have first met, and Lottie has tried to convince Rose that they should rent this castle. And Rose is reticent about it, but Lottie has really moved ahead.
I've got it. A response to our inquiry about the castle.
Please, we really must talk.
Oh, it's most kind. It's from a Mr. Anthony Wilding of Knightsbridge, and it smells of cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
Isn't that delightful? Oh, but brace yourself, Rose. £60 for the month of April.
Mrs. Wilton.
I know that would be a stretch for both of us.
Corresponding with someone we know nothing of? Really, we've gone too far already.
Rose.
And all of this talk about money. Now, this has indeed been grand, dreaming of this, but no further.
Oh, it's only the money.
No, it is not only the money.
Well, I've got an idea. I thought perhaps that we would advertise for traveling companions.
Companions?
Yep. Ladies. Oh, there must be dozens of ladies in our situation who would enjoy such a holiday. Not that we'd need dozens, of course, but another couple will ease the burden.
But please, we really mustn't discuss this here. I feel as though we are plotting.
Oh, but we are. We are plotting our escape.
Thank you. And so this taking place in the early 1920s, would this have been considered out of the norm for two ladies to go off on a vacation together?
Oh, yes, quite.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And actually, that's been a, or at least for me, it's been sort of a challenge in preparing for the role, is trying to strip enough of my independence out of it and discover her vulnerability, and that for her to stand up for herself, to tell her husband that she was going to do this, was really, you know, momentous.
And I've also heard, obviously, this seems to be, you almost want to say coming of age, because for these characters, you know.
Yes, maybe I think that's very appropriate.
But I've also heard it's a bit of a love story, too. So how do those two things come together?
I think that really what happens as each of the characters, including the men, come to age, then they really find that they can love. And it's in that sort of giving up or death of the experience that they've had that they give birth to this new life. And that's really the awakening of spring. You know, it's called Enchanted April. And in the play, we talk about enchantment and providence. And I love this definition of providence. Providence means that there is a creative and saving possibility implied in every situation, which cannot be destroyed by any event.